Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems, Unit 1A, Elements of a Typical EHR System. Welcome to Health IT Workforce's 8th component, Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. Today's first lecture, Health IT System Elements, is designed to give you a brief overview of the typical electronic health record or EHR system. Today, we will discuss the Institute of Medicine's 6 aims towards improving healthcare. What is an EHR and how it has evolved? Additionally, we'll also outline the types of network elements in an EHR system needs to function, as well as typical hardware and software components found in an EHR system. The Institute of Medicine serves as advisor to the nation to improve health. As an independent scientific advisor, the Institute of Medicine strives to provide advice that is unbiased, based on evidence, and grounded in science. The mission of the Institute of Medicine embraces the health of people everywhere. In 2001, the United States ranked 37th worldwide for quality of health care. That same year, the Institute of Medicine compiled a report listing 13 recommendations designed to revamp the nation's health care system. One of these core recommendations was a call for a renewed effort on the part of government and private sectors to build an information infrastructure to support healthcare delivery, community health, quality measurement and improvement, public accountability, as well as improving research and clinical education. The committee further noted that information technology holds enormous potential for transforming the healthcare delivery system and challenged the healthcare arena to virtually eliminate handwritten clinical data by the end of the decade. The electronic health record system, though not born from this effort, certainly has seen renewed life and product evolution as the healthcare arena struggles to meet IOM's challenge to improve healthcare delivery on a national scale. Today, nearly 25% of physicians reported using full or partial electronic medical records in their practices in 2005, which represents about a 31% increase from the original 2001 data. The IOM listed 6 aims for improving healthcare quality: to make healthcare environments more safe for their patients, to provide more effective healthcare, to make healthcare more patient-centered, that is, to ensure that the patient is more involved in the decision-making process and that the patient has a better understanding of the healthcare choices available to him or her, to improve the timeliness of healthcare service, to make the process of providing healthcare as a whole more efficient, and lastly, to work toward the elimination of healthcare disparities among device populations and ensuring that all patients have equal access to healthcare. Throughout the remainder of our course, think about each of the EHR systems you will be evaluating and ask yourself about each of them and how adequately they address these 6 aims. So, what is an electronic health record anyway? According to the Computerized Patient Record, published in 1991 by the Institute of Medicine, an electronic health record system is defined as the set of components that form the mechanism by which patient records are created, used, stored, and retrieved. A patient record system is usually located within a healthcare provider setting. This includes people, data, rules and procedures, processing and storage devices, such as paper and pen, hardware and software, and communication and support facilities. The federal government has defined a complete EHR system as containing 4 basic functions: computerized orders for prescriptions and other therapies, computerized orders for tests, reporting of test results and physician notes. To date, however, no official standard based on this definition has been reached, and which of these records are stored electronically is determined largely by the individual healthcare practice. Likewise, the Institute of Medicine has also listed the key capabilities of any EHR system should address as 1. A longitudinal collection of electronic health information for and about persons, where health information is defined as information pertaining to the health of an individual or health care provided to an individual. 2. Immediate electronic access to person and population level information by authorized and only authorized users. 3. Provision of knowledge and decision support that enhance the quality, safety, and efficiency of patient care. And 4. Support of efficient processes for health care delivery. It is important to note that these definitions, while evaluating your present and prospective EHR systems as an effective EHR system, will ultimately be judged by how well it can adequately satisfy all these objectives. By the way, longitudinal data collection involves repeated observations of the same items over long periods of time, often many decades. The electronic health record, or EHR, or in some cases EMR, has undergone a wide variety of important innovations over the past 10 to 15 years, most of them on a cost reduction basis for the practitioner. Earlier, electronic medical record systems required extremely expensive computer hardware. As an example, most of these systems usually ran on Unix, a powerful but somewhat limited operating system, which basically meant that training for these systems was costly. What's more, during the 1990s, computer technology was experiencing a significant boom, which meant that days after a system was installed, there was frequently a far better one being released, making that system nearly obsolete right out of the box. The lack of usability of these made adoption a very scary idea for most doctors, which undoubtedly kept the most cutting-edge institutions from adopting the EHR software. During the mid-2000s, however, PCs sprang up virtually everywhere, and with this came a real cutting of startup costs. Today, extremely fast computers are available for less than $500 per terminal in some cases, making EHR adoption much easier. What's more, electronic medical record systems are simply better thanks to the adoption and evolution of graphical user interfaces, most commonly on the Windows platform. This interface makes learning the electronic medical record systems extremely easy. While training costs being dramatically cut, along with networking of computers, making updating and fixes a breeze to install, the need for additional on-staff IT people to support the EHR was dramatically decreased. Today, the installation of an EHR system just makes more sense than ever before. EHR systems offer many advantages to the typical clinical environment. As an example, it's well known in the industry that doctors tend to have illegible handwriting, which can often lead to inaccurate and often costly data entry errors. With an EHR system, the physician enters the data directly into the system interface itself, thereby dramatically reducing handwritten errors. Massive amounts of data can now be stored digitally in substantially smaller space, eliminating storage problems and virtually eliminating record search time. With an EHR system, healthcare staff will now have critical patient information readily at their fingertips. These realized efficiencies, combined with value-added software designed to minimize procedural and prescription errors, will, over time, improve overall patient safety in the clinic. Because the ability of records can be updated on the fly, equates to more patient-physician interaction time. The introduction of EHR systems show a huge potential for the cost savings and decreasing workplace inefficiencies. It's expected that these cost reductions, combined with the reduction in patient care errors, should eventually result in lower malpractice premiums, less litigation fees, and substantial cost savings. As this illustration depicts, prior to centralized EHR system management software, each organization or department maintained its own system and software designed to capture the data required for each specialty area. This meant that multiple databases and patient records existed, and that healthcare providers were required to open a specific client application for each department and compile the data using a manual process. Additionally, data may or may not be in conformance with a particular standard. This illustration depicts, however, that EHR systems are designed to compile data from each of these organizational silos and compile that data within a centralized database. EHR software is designed to compile the data in a more efficient manner, allowing the healthcare provider to access and cross-reference data from all available sources from a convenient client interface. This allows the provider to more effectively manage patient care. Most of today's in-house EHR systems are based on the client-server model. The client-server model in the computing world is a structure that separates tasks or workloads between service providers, called servers, and service requesters, called clients. Usually a client computer and a server computer are usually two separate devices, each customized for their design purpose and communicate over a computer network. For example, a web client works best with a large screen display, while a web server does not need any display at all to parse out requested web pages and can be located anywhere. In some rare instances, however, both client and server software models may reside on the same system. Software can best be defined as a collection of computer programs and related data that provide the instructions telling a computer what to do. EHRs use several different types of application software. A server machine is a host that is running one or more server programs which share its resources with clients. Server software is usually installed and operated from a dedicated server hardware designed to reliably and efficiently handle large numbers of client requests. A client machine, however, does not share any of its resources, but requests a server's, or more than one server's in some instances, content or service function. Client software therefore initiates communication sessions with servers, which await or listen to incoming requests. Many business applications being written today use this client-server model.